Hi, you're listening to Rhino Radio. My name is Luke Pierce, and I hope you're having an amazing day and having a safe drive no matter where you are or where you are listening to this podcast. So for today, I've been thinking for the last couple of days, what the hell am I actually going to talk about in this next segment? Because I didn't want to just have all these podcasts as interviews and so on and so on. So I got a little bit of an inspiration off Les Brown today. He was talking about reaching your goals and just how important they are. Now, this is something that that I've been thinking about for a long time now, not only for myself, but also other people. And that is, you know, is everyone born with a dream in mind? Now, my answer and my belief is definitely yes. I believe that everyone out there, you included, have got a dream or something that you truly want to achieve. Now, many people or some people might think otherwise, but I think they might be a little bit in denial because realistically, like if you look back over human history, it is known that we have just gone out to achieve. Because let's face it, if we didn't achieve, we wouldn't have got this far, you know, down the track as we did. So why is it that some people achieve and some people don't? Why is it that some people even think about their dreams and why is it some people don't? Well, it's the age-old question of pain versus pleasure, really. I mean, that's one part of it. And then, I mean, we'll touch base on that in a minute. And there's also the other part of like not knowing what you don't know, right? So the not knowing is, say, if someone's like, well, man, I've got no idea that that I even had a dream there. And then all of a sudden they find out that they've got this little bit of a passion or they find a little bit of a purpose within inside them. And before you know it, they've gone crazy and all of a sudden they love, you know, being an entrepreneur or love doing what they're doing. I love helping other people out, which is great because I've been there myself. But I think the worst thing that you can really, or the worst position that you could be in is like the not knowing or being unaware of the things that you truly want. And I really do, like I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy because sometimes I see, talk, and even like meet people that have a dream inside themselves, but they don't necessarily like one, know about it, or they don't know how to go about it, like to pursue it, which is really quite crazy because, I mean, at the end of the day, we're only here once. We don't get to come back and, you know, well, who knows, we might get to come back, but we don't get to come back and pursue the same dreams. Now, I know that if you look at anyone in human history that's really done something of significance in the world, they've overcome so many challenges and so many fears and so many setbacks that's the main reason why they actually accomplished something. So many people, me being one of them, I used to do this. I'm really trying not to now, but it's something called like self-sabotage. They find out that they want to achieve something or go for a goal or whatever it might be, but then they stop. Or then they slow down, or then they change their mind, or whatever it might be. And that right there is really, it's your ego, which is your false sense of identity that is just made up in your mind. So really, we're talking about illusion that really lives inside your mind, which is quite crazy. But it's that is getting threatened, which throws up the self-sabotage side of things because really what it's thinking is, oh, holy hell, you know, we're really close to this goal. I don't really know if I should do it or not because if I keep going, that's going to mean this and it's going to be more work and people are going to know who I am and blah, 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 blah. But then on the other hand, there's the if I don't or what if I never? Like you think about that, whether you're sitting there right now and you're listening and, you know, you might have some thoughts running through your mind, like, you know what, this is pretty cool. Yeah, I catch what he's throwing out. We're talking about goals, we're talking about achieving stuff, blah, 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 blah. Or you might be sitting there thinking, you know what, I have no idea what you're on about. And that right there, that's what I'm talking about. The no idea of what you're talking about is something that is a bit of an epidemic that is going around in society now, that people don't know what they want to do. And even if they do, they're scared to do it. Like I said, you're only here once. Why not? Like, why not just give it a red hot crack and see how far you can go? 6 years ago, I was working in my own butcher shop that me and my family bought. And if you had told me back then that I'd be doing what I am now, I would have absolutely just laughed in your face because I had no idea that I had this ability, had this passion, this purpose within inside me to really awaken other people's dreams within inside them and get them to follow through and take action on them. I don't know about you, if you've ever thought about that, about yours, or even your friends or families or something like that, but when you find out that you've actually got something inside you that that you need to pursue, whether it's to write a book, whether it's to you know, be a speaker, whether it's to be an athlete, whether it's to buy a company, whatever it is, whether it's to be the best mom or best mom or dad in the world, that's totally up to you. It's not my goal, it's yours. But the thing is that when you discover that, it's like you've how do I describe it? It's really like you've hit like the next level. You know, you say, you hear people say, oh, I'm going to hit the next level and I'm chasing the next level. Well, it really is. It's like something that I really can't describe because it's more of a feeling than like a seeing, if that makes sense. You will feel it more so than you will see it. Yes, you'll see it in your actions and in your results, but the feeling that you get inside of just being fulfilled in the knowing that you have something that is bigger than you to, you know, work towards and be and see and do and achieve is really quite humbling. You know, like I said, I was working in a bush shop like over 6 years ago. And, you know, back then I knew that I had something, but I didn't quite know what it was. And then over the last 7 years, 6 years, I've really developed that into having this uncanny ability to help people realize what their dream is and then how to, like, either facilitate it and make it come, you know, to reality, or put them on the right track where they can do things day in and day out to achieve a certain goal, dream, or even journey that they're after. So my message for you today is, whether you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know what, well, Luke, this is really cool. I get it. I know what my dream is and, you know, I'm chasing it. Great. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're sitting there and you're thinking, Luke, this is pretty cool, but I really don't know what, you know, my so-called dream is, or I've got an idea, that's awesome as well. If you want any help, please get in contact with me. I'll help you out as much as I can. But just whatever you do, just keep on going with it, because you will come across it within time. Like, it will happen, but you've got to keep with it. Now, lastly, if you're sitting there thinking, you know what, like, this is really outside of my comfort zone and I don't even know what my dream is, then this is the best way that I can describe it. Your dream would be, in my ideal world, would be to have something that you stand for. So your dream might be, do you know what? I want to be the best mom or dad that I can be to help my children grow up to really impact the world in whatever way they seem fit. That's it. That to me is an awesome dream. And that is about, you know, if not at the top of my list, it is right up there, even with the other goals and dreams that I do have. Because I think that is the number one thing that you can give, not only to yourself, to your kids, but also to the world. It's just amazing people that want to make a difference. What more could you really give? That's really, really cool. So if you do have that goal, I take my hat off too because it's awesome. Or you might want to create a business. I don't know what it is that you want to do. All I'm trying to do out of this podcast is just say, just look for it, find it, and use it. Don't go through your day-to-day life just trying to fit in and hope for the best and survive and blah, 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 and just being boring. Be unique. Be you. There's 7 billion people on this earth, and I say this all the time, and I'm going to keep saying this until the message gets across, that we need original people. We need leaders. We need people that are going to stand up and not care what other people think. And, you know, you are the one that are listening to this right now. You are in the top, say, 99% that is going to get it done. Because ordinary people are not listening to this kind of content. They're not listening to podcasts. They're listening to radio and music and crap on TV. So I'm really relying on you to step up and to either have a think about the dream that you've got, take action on that dream that you've got, or find out what it is that you want to do, no matter how big or how small. We've really got to think of this as a bigger picture. We're not just making a business. We're not just doing this for our fame and fortune and all the rest of this, you know, pretty much bullshit that's out there. You got to think that we live in the world. So we're doing this as, you know, family of everyone that lives on this planet. Why aren't we trying to make it better? Why are we just trying to make our lives better? Why don't we try and make everyone's life better? That's the way that I just look at things. So that's all I've got for you today. I really hope that the last sort of 10 minutes have given you a few things to think about and also spark some of the ideas that, like I said, you'll take action, you'll do, you'll see, you'll have, whatever it might be that you need to do. And as always, take charge and never give up on those dreams, because at the end of the day, they were given to you. Have an awesome day. If you're driving, keep on driving. If you're walking, keep on walking. And if you're listening, just keep on listening and do the best that you can with what you have. Please share this podcast to your friends and family. Let's get the message out there. And as always, if you need any help at all, I am here. I'm here to help with whatever you need. So have an awesome day, and I will talk to you very soon on the next episode of Rhino Radio.